Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, baby. You know it is Excitement Monday around here, broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. Yes, indeed. Well, listen, let me tell you, honey, it's a little cloudy outside. It might be cloudy outside, honey, but it is going on up in here. It's about 74 degrees around here in the Windy City. It is October the 24th, 2022, 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karun, was on it. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Listen, we do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver, baby. Listen, go to the website, GumbaRum.com, for all your rum libation needs. We are still working on SharkTipsy.com, so you can get your rum, baby, in all 50 states, my darling. And guess what? Gumba Rum is wicked smooth, darling. It is smoother than my chocolate skin, baby. Huh. Now, listen, I got some bad music for you on today. My darling's got some bad music. I want you to hear this music, honey. It is hot, hot, hot. Listen, it is mind-provoking. It is thought-provoking. Listen, it's going to stimulate your senses, honey. I'm talking about your senses and your thought process, honey. This is Edginal Case. You know, listen, baby. Set my bar up. Listen, y'all, set my bar. What's the matter with you people? You know, I always have to tell these people to get up and set up this bar. Listen, baby, this music is being heard. Where is it being heard? Know it, baby. You never know it, baby. People all over the world. Yeah, honey. People is listening all over the world, my darlings. Y'all know something. You never know who is listening, but I am telling you, folks is listening all over the world. And, you know, I do want to take a moment to thank all the international listeners because they so faithful. Yes, yes, the U.S. is faithful as well, but I'm going to tell you, thank you so much to all the international listeners. Y'all so sweet and so devoted and so loyal. Thank y'all for listening so much. People that are listening from the Netherlands, UK, Germany, Australia, thank you so very much, and New Zealand. Listen, y'all. You know, Mama loves her gum rum, right? So y'all know we're working on shoptipsy.com. And, you know, the CEO and the founder of Gum Rum is Steve Gum. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let me tell you something, y'all. I took a bath in some gum rum. Listen, let me tell y'all. If you really want your skin to look really beautiful, no wrinkles, you want to look real smooth, because, you know, gum rum is the smoothest rum on the planet. I am telling you. Get your bathtub filled up with some gum rum. You know, get your coconut. We got natural coconut, natural vanilla. Honey, I am telling you, just mix the gum rum in, you know, with your bubble bath and take your bath or take your shower with gum rum. Honey, you will be delighted and tickled. Don't y'all do that. Don't y'all do, ladies, don't y'all do that, because I do not want y'all to burn up your coochie cat. You know what I'm saying? Could you imagine taking a bath and some alcohol? Ladies, and oh, Lord, today. Now, y'all know I like to entertain. Y'all know I like to entertain. So, listen, please, do not do that. This is a disclaimer. Do not put alcohol in your bath, right? Now, you can put some milk in your bath. That's okay. Put a little milk. That's okay. Some skim milk, you know, to make your skin really nice and smooth and everything like that. So, listen, don't y'all go put no alcohol. Now, listen, don't y'all go around talking about, well, the fierce female told me to put some alcohol in my bath water so I can really be nice and smooth. Don't y'all do that and come around here. Y'all remember the gorilla woman that put gorilla glue? Oh, Jesus! Put gorilla glue in her hair. She was crazy as I thought. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Listen, I got some good stuff on today. Independent artist, I Am Z. Y'all know anytime I Am Z is around, he got some stuff to put down on us. You know what I'm saying? Listen, before I get into the music, I want y'all to do me just a favor on Facebook. Use the keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Let me tell y'all something. Lord, today, I got to get back to my family. You know, I feel kind of out of sorts. My gosh. I'm going to get back to some filming. Yeah. I'm going to get back to it. You know, and come up with some more characters that's really, you know, I like to make people laugh and everything. And I'm talking about filming and making people laugh, but listen, I got a really, really phenomenal book I want to tell you guys about. It's a family, children, fantasy, fiction book, and I love this. I love this. I want you guys to check him out on Amazon. Please do check him out on Amazon. Listen, he's been writing for a long time. And so listen, his wife is Patricia, right? And so she's encouraged him to put his book out there. And this is just fantastic. And I want you to check out his book. It's on Amazon. It is on Amazon.com. Magic in a Tub. I just love it. I love the title, Magic in a Tub. I want you guys to check him out. It's Christopher. Let me spell the middle name. It's L-E-I-G-H, Christopher Lee Dodson, D-O-D-S-O-N, D-O-D-S-O-N, right? And so it's Magic in a Tub. Let me read a little bit for you. Let me read just a little paragraph. Let me tell you, I want to, you know, stimulate your senses and get you all excited, because I love the title. See, Magic in a Tub, that the name of the title alone makes you want to take a look inside the book and check it out. So listen. I'm going to read a paragraph for you, so y'all check out Mom, okay? The strange and surreal story their grandmother tells them captures their interest as she recounts the tale of one brave and plunky girl facing down her own personal tragedy and demons before attempting to shine, both in the real world and in her dream world, all with the help of a good friend. Adventure, thrills, and twists await the children as Grandma relates the mysterious tale, only to give them yet another big surprise right toward the end of their stay. Now listen, for you guys to read more about this book, you got to go to Amazon.com. Magic in a tub, right? So listen, I told y'all, you're going to find some magic in the tub. So listen, and I got some music that's going down. So listen, that's on Amazon.com. I'll be telling you guys about a magic in a today and tomorrow and the next day. I'm going to be talking about it. Y'all know how to. I'm going to be talking about it. So listen, I got some really great music from independent artist I Am Z. You know, he puts out music that's going to make us think. Listen, and what I want to play right now is called Coma. Coma. Listen, the name of the song is Coma. I think I'm going to take out the paddles, right? I think I need to take out the paddle so, you know, maybe some people that's around that need some little resuscitation and some CPR. I might have to, you know, resuscitate somebody to bring them back to life. So, listen, let me take out the paddles because what he is going to put down in this song, you know, y'all that's in a coma, you're going to have to get shocked right on back, to, you know, to the real world. So, listen, this is Coma, C-O-M-A, independent artist, I Am Z, right? Y'all, check this out. Take a listen. Take a listen.
Awaken from a walking coma, misery. Father of a host were given unto me. Left me with an incurable injury. They had me bound, walking, yet slumbering. Had me sleeping while walking on my journey. No father, no mother, no doctor, no lawyer, no judge. The very teachers who taught me held a grudge. How dare you come against me, telling me I'm not me. Yes, I am, I'm Z. Do you now look with your eyes and see? Here I come, listen to me. Open up your ears, yes, sit down and hear what the Adonai has to say. Coming in from a walking coma, I say. Back I woke up in October of 2019. Yeah, I'm back on the scene. Home on the home, now I'm seen. Yeah, I be out there on the scene. Looking and I'm watching and observing everything. In the heavens, on the earth, even under the earth. Coming in and I'm gonna show you my worth. I'm back from a coma, awaken. Yes, I'm not slumbering. No sleeping for the son of man. I get busy 24 hours a day. Never do I play. Never. Say what did you say? Yes, I told you that I come in mercy and grace. The bread of life, the living water, I come in and I slaughter all of your sons and your daughters. If you living in sin, it will be your end. I hope you are really listening and tuning into what I'm saying. I've never been a game, don't get to playing, not right now. It's judgment and I am sending it out. Yes, the four horsemen is riding around the town. They've been given the power to do as they do. It is coming directly from me, the truth. It's in the holy word, B-I-B-L-E, the Torah to not. Yes, it speaks of me, I am Z. Coming in 2022, yes I am the truth, I am the truth, the life and the way, I am the one who can only say, my grace is everlasting, Z.
All right, that is I am Z, I am Z, Z, I am Z, I am Z. Let me tell y'all something about coma. Ooh, Lord, today. Now, listen, y'all know Mama always got a life lesson. Now, this is a spiritual life lesson. Let me explain to you all. You know, there's a lot of people that's walking around in spiritual comas, C-O-M-A. Listen, if you are not walking with God, you are in a spiritual coma. You know what? These are not the days and time to be walking around in a coma, right? You know, you got to have your senses awake and aware. This is not the time to let the enemy, I'm talking about Satan, deaden your senses when it comes to Jesus Christ and when it comes to the Word of God. We got to be awake, y'all. We have got to be awake. Listen, my girl that's on Instagram, I played her music on the show. Oh, her name is Shay, and I'm telling you, I love that girl. That girl, you know, she is really deep into staying awake. You know, stay woke. Like they say on WBON, y'all stay woke. Listen, now when they say on WBON, y'all stay woke, they are really speaking to the African-American community about staying woke, about things that affect, right, that affect the African-American community. We need to be awake. So listen, it's the same thing when it comes to spirituality, but a little different. So let me explain. It's the same thing when it comes to spiritual, being awake spiritually. You cannot afford to be walking around in a coma, C-O-M-A, because you know what? Things will slip up on you and you don't realize what's going on. We have to stay in the Word of God and understand what the times that we are living in. Now listen, this is not no doomsday spiritual lesson. That is not what this is. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, I saw an article in the news. They said, oh, the world's about to end again. Listen. Let me tell you something. We have to be aware. We really do. We have to be aware and realize the days and times that we are living in. Let me tell you, and it really became really surreal to me. Listen, let me tell you something. It really became really surreal to me when I went to the doctor a couple weeks ago, and I hadn't been to the clinic in a long time, right? I hadn't been there at my primary. I went to my primary physician, and I hadn't been there in a long time. And when I came in, things had changed, and I was like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? I said, oh, my God. And so I walked up. And you guys might have heard me talk about this before. I walked up, and the machine took my temperature. They didn't use a thermometer or anything like that. They didn't scan my forehead. It was a machine. I just walked up to the machine, right? And they says, you know, you just look in, and it goes bleep. And I'm like, I didn't even know what was happening. Listen, I didn't know even what was happening. The people was around in the clinic. And, of course, I was a little distracted because some lady was yabbering in my ear while the guy was trying to explain to me what the machine was doing. But it took my temperature just like that. It didn't touch me. It didn't do anything, right? I guess it took it from my eyeball. So I really don't know, so I can't explain the dynamics of how the machine worked because I don't know. But I was just kind of fascinated and in awe, you know, what was going on. So listen, not only that, that was one interesting thing. Now, this is biblical. Listen, not only that, when I got to the counter where the lady checks, you know how you get registered before you go to see the doctor. I got checked in, and she says, well, do you have a hand scan? I'm like, what? You know, because I'm looking at the paperwork. Me, I'm looking at everything at all at the same time. She's talking to me. Now, this is God having truth. This is just the way that I am. I might be a little different, but it's just the way I am. I sit down in the chair, and the lady's behind the glass, you know, window, and she's talking to me, and I'm reading information at the same time. I just do these things, right? So I'm reading the information at the same time because I'm intrigued, and it has my attention about the hand scan. And so she starts telling me, do you have the hand scan? Have you been scanned? I'm like, no, I haven't been scanned. She said, oh, don't worry about it. We are the guinea pig hospital. And she says, what it is, we can scan your hand and get all your medical information, and it comes from, you know, all the different places, their locations, right? And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I told Shay, I said, Shay, listen, when I got home, I was texting her and everything. We was talking back and forth. She said, uh-huh. She said, see, we got to stay woke. She said, next thing that's going to happen is what? You know, one world order. Listen, honey, it is coming. One world government, one world order. And listen, I remember when I was in school, and they were talking about the cashless society. This was years ago, because y'all know I'm an old fart, right? This was years ago. They were talking about society becoming cashless. Well, honey, we are fastly approaching being a cashless. More and more, we're becoming a cashless society, right? And so more people are doing banking. Of course, it takes little steps. All these things don't happen just overnight. It takes, you know, little steps at a time. Now, but listen. But years ago, there was no such thing as a scan and getting your medical information just by scanning your hand. That is biblical. And then the cashless society, let me tell you about this. Years ago, they had this in school. They was telling us about the cashless society. And people were like, oh, yeah, whatever. And then next thing, you know, fast forward years forward, now we have the little card where you don't, a lot of companies are not paying a paycheck. You get the little card. When I was working with U-Haul, you know, you get your little card and your paycheck goes right to the card. This is all steps becoming cashless, C-A-S-H. And, you know, if you notice, banking institutions and different financial institutions are trying to help people to gear toward cashless. You know what I'm saying? They want everyone to operate with a little card, right? A little chip. There's a chip in your card. There's a chip in your debit card. Listen, it is small steps going toward what? One world system, one world government, whatever you want to call it, but it is what it is, and it is happening. It is happening. It is happening. Listen, I am telling you the God heaven truth. A lot of times, and I notice even within my own banking and my own financial things that I do, I use less cash and more cards. I don't handle paper money as much paper money as I used to. I went from a mindset of always wanting to handle paper money, right? And now it's more about electronic money. Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. I'm going to play the next song. It's called Everything. Pay attention to the banking system. I am telling you, pay attention to the banking system. Pay attention to your withdrawals. Pay attention to what is going on with your money. Pay attention. I am telling you, you want to pay attention. There's little changes that's happening, just little bitty changes where you may not notice things that's happening with your banking. Listen, let me tell you something. I made a transfer the other day, and this was not the case with my bank. They never did charge me to use my own money, and I think that's just crazy. So listen, I made a transfer, and now they want Let me say it this way. It was a deposit. I was depositing a check. I was depositing checks into my bank account. And so before, they didn't say that they was going to charge me. If you want to use your money the same day, there's a fee to use your own money. And I'm like, well, what the hell is this? You know, it was not like that before. So now it's like, well, you have to wait 3 days or 4 days to use your own money. Right? So if you want access to your own money that same day, there's a $3 charge. And so I went through this with my brother. Me and my brother went through this. We had a thing going on, and he was like, yeah, the thing was, let me try to make this in a broad statement. So I was transferring money to my brother's account, right? And so the same thing came up. He said it to me, and he noticed it first, and he says, you know what? The bank wants to charge $25 on his end for him to use the money. Listen, I am telling you, there is a small, subtle, that's not a subtle change. $25, that's a big change. He says, I ain't never seen nothing like this before. They want to charge me to use the money that's being sent. So listen, I am telling you there are small, little, subtle changes because $3 is a little subtle. I'm like, I'm not paying $3 to use my own money that I'm putting in my own account. Are you crazy? Now listen, it would be different if I was going to a different bank and I was going to deposit a check from a different bank, right? But this is within my own banking system. It did not used to be that way. Of course, I understand if it's from, if I'm going to a different bank and I want to cash the check, of course it's going to be a charge because I wouldn't have an account at that bank. So listen, I am just like, well, what the heck? You know, so pay attention. Pay attention to what is going on. And just like the song said, Coma, do not walk around in a C-O-M-E. Do not walk around in a C-O-M-E. You have to stay spiritually awoke because things are happening. I am telling you, there is an advancement that's going on, and everything is controlled in the spiritual realm, right? Everything that happens in the earthly realm is being controlled from the spiritual realm, and I say that all the time. Listen, there are changes that's going on in the earth that is happening in the heavens. Listen. We are living in the end times, you guys. This is end time, and I'm not trying to scare nobody. Listen, we are living in the end times. There are things that's being set up, right? Things that's being set up in the heavenlies, and it is occurring here on the earth. So what you're saying, oh, my God, I didn't mean to go this way, but what we're saying that's happening on the earth is what's going on in the spiritual realm. It's just that we are seeing it. In our eyes, before our eyes, right? We are seeing it before our eyes, right? I am telling you, because there's a parallel. It is parallel. The spiritual world and the earthly realm is parallel, right? It is going on at the same time. Let me tell you something. Oh, my gosh. I don't have time to really get into that. But let me tell you something. You got to be spiritually awake. Stay in the Word of God, because even though things are happening, right, in our lives, we're Christians, the same as in the demonic. The demonic realm is getting more serious. You know what I'm saying? It's on a different level. There's so much violence that's going on. People are taking their lives, and it's because they cannot handle a lot of things that they are being bombarded with, right? So listen, oh God, I can't get into that. So listen, the next song that's coming up is called Every Day by IMCI. So take a listen. This is Every Day. Take a listen. Check this out.
I pray every day. I pray every day. Yes, I be praying. I pray every day, every day I pray. Yes, now my enemies are slain. I pray when I awake every single day, cause I came to say, call me mercy and grace. Yes, seek my face diligently with all of your being. You will be
now.
I am. Yes, I do. You never see me try. Wipe your eyes. Why do you
waking. 2019, yes, I fell back in. Coming once again, moving with the pen. Across the pages, writing life down to the end. I pray every day. Every day I pray. I pray every day. Yes, I be praying. I pray every day. Every day I pray. Yes, I'm coming in and now I'm saving. I'm the son of man. Say it to you once again. Yes, I am giving my lesson. Testament. Coming in, I'm about to give a new covenant. 'Cause I am in the order of Melchizedek. Yes, that's who I be. Forever he told me I am a priest. When I speak the parables, yeah, they be revelation and prophecy. So you see, listen with your ears. Hear me, my sheep. Yeah, it's about to go real deep. Spiritually, mentally, physically, in the seeing, yes, you will hear and see. Yeah. Every day I pray.
Pray.
Every day. I be praying.
Pray.
I pray every day. Every day I pray. Yes, I'm coming.
All right, that is Every Day by independent artist I am Z. Listen, I got some more great music that's going to be going on with this particular artist on tomorrow. That's why I'm pretty much out of time on tonight. Has been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.